This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Friday on the Hoffman Show. Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too, if you like, at the Team 980. And we are pretty pumped up for a marquee matchup. Yep, they are the game of the week. The Washington Commanders, your Washington Commanders, and the Baltimore Ravens. Nance and Romo will be in the booth. The whole country will be watching. It's the feature on all of the pregame shows. And no, Anthony, all we're trying to do, it's another week for us. We're straight ahead. We're just following the script. We're showing up at the same time at the facility every single day. We're getting our work done. And hopefully we'll come out. Wait, we're not. We don't have to play.
No, we don't.
We're just gonna talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I had you going there for a second, though.
No, you did. You had me hype, and that's what you're supposed to do on this Football Friday, Craig. Get the people ready for this showdown between Lamar, Jaden, the Ravens, the Commanders. Let's go! It's Friday. Come on.
I got multiple notepads.
Oh, there it is.
I got two pens.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Drum roll, baby.
Pen roll. What really is at stake this weekend? That's what we always start on Fridays, right? What's at stake for the Commanders this weekend? More so than any other week, it is ultimate proof point of the plan. Now, I have actually had this conversation with multiple people today in a variety of different ways from my old doorman, because when we moved a block over, and so sometimes I still run into the guy who like works at the front desk at my old apartment building. And so I was walking with him, Antoine, if you're listening, shout out to you because I know you do. But I was talking with Antoine today. I had this conversation with him. I had this conversation with my dad last night, on the ride home from work because I gave him a call. I've had this conversation on when I take my DC News Now interview earlier today. So on television, now radio, and in real life, just walking around the streets or in personal phone calls, I've had some version of this discussion, which is there is nothing that can happen on Sunday that changes how I feel long term about this team, which is a great thing. That is a positive, not a negative. That is fantastic. There is no doubt that we already have proof of concept for the Adam Peters plan. One, we know that they drafted the right quarterback. You cannot convince me otherwise, certainly not in a single game. I would have a hard time seeing, like, if the rest of the season were to go sideways because he self-sabotages, like, sure, okay. But, like, we already know that's not who he is. He's not going to self-sabotage. This is a guy that is going to go about his work every single day. He has shown that he can do it at the NFL level, and all he will probably do is continue to keep showing it. That doesn't mean every game is going to be perfect. He will have his ups and downs. There will be mistakes that are made, but those mistakes won't ruin him because he is mentally strong enough to handle it. And he is smart enough to know how to read defenses, to operate this offense, all of the above. People know what Jaden Daniels is, and that's a great thing. We also know that there's a lot of other really good players that they drafted. Jerzon Newton has popped more and more each and every week, getting more and more pressure, showing the hustle, the heart, the ability to cover ground and make tackles that got him drafted in the second round and why they had a first round grade on him. Mike Sander still has continued to evolve into a more and more useful player each and every week, now playing the outside corner. Eventually he'll probably move back inside. But for right now, like, wow, he is a guy that was drafted to play inside that is already proving to be able to play on the outside in the NFL with just a few weeks of working on it. We've seen the free agents that they brought in be impactful in Luvu and Wagner and Ertz and all these guys, and not just those guys, right? The more rotational level players, the Lamide Zaccheauses, the Austin Ecklers, like very key pieces of this team. They know what they want. They're very good at finding it, and that proof point is essential to maintaining the roster over time. We already have a proof point, a proof of concept, even, I would say, a proof of concept that what Adam Peters wants to do and works, and that Dan Quinn's the right guy to push the buttons day to day. We have that proof. The question for this weekend is, how good can you be right now? How good can you be in 2024? And the answer already is probably better than a lot of people thought. You win this weekend, or you go, at the very least, go toe-to-toe with Baltimore this weekend, then we are talking about better than everybody thought. Because you can compete with anyone. Like, you already beat a Bengals team that did go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs and went toe-to-toe with this Ravens team this past weekend. And they went toe-to-toe with you, but you ultimately won the football game. The Ravens are, one, they're the Ravens. They don't need any further explanation. But they also have gone toe-to-toe with the Chiefs. And if it wasn't for Isaiah Likely's toe being a little too big, they would have beat the Chiefs in week one, something that no one has done yet. Yes, they did lose a wacky one to the Raiders. But, like, they're the Baltimore Ravens. We know they're a model of excellence in this league. And if you can go out and beat them, and Lamar Jackson is having an unbelievable year, and he presents some very unique challenges, and if you can conquer those challenges, you are capable of beating anyone. And if I can say that about you, then, like, yes, for this silly radio show's purposes, you get to live in the prime contenders tier on our tier rankings. But more importantly, in real life, it means that if you get to the playoffs, like, you're capable of it. And again, the chances that we're still having this conversation in November, December, like, they're not 100. Because that's not how football works. We've seen teams get off to 6-2 starts and then tank, and all of a sudden they're in the middle of the playoff race going the wrong directions. Hell, the Eagles started 10-1 last year, and I wouldn't have wanted to be them by December. Like, they completely fell apart. And so for this team, it does really accelerate the timeline. It might, on a realistic basis, make you think harder about whether it's a T. Higgins or a Davante Adams. They're apparently out on Adams, but T. Higgins or whoever else at the trade deadline at the wide receiver position, if that becomes an area where you're a little scared, you're a little thin, or you know that you can take your offense to the next level with one of those guys, or pursuing a pass rusher or a corner or whatever else you want to do, but you become a buyer, because why wouldn't you be? Like, it can change this game. If you get to 5-1, you're so well positioned from the playoff perspective. You're so well positioned from a confidence perspective. You're so well positioned from a, hey, we can compete right now perspective, that it's not about changing the process over time. Cause I do think Adam Peters is going to be very patient here, but you also don't want to waste opportunities. And all of a sudden, I think if you win this weekend, you're looking at yourself in the mirror going, do we have an extra opportunity here on a rookie quarterback contract timeline in the cheapest year we're ever going to have Jaden Daniels, while we still have a ton of cap space that we can take on a salary? Is it worth taking a big cut this year? Not at the expense of anything long term outside of some element of draft capital, but is it worth saying, for right now, we should take that swing? And I did not imagine we'd be here this fast. It's just the laws of NFL gravity tell us that that is not how this works. But that's how it's gone so far. Now, that's the upside. If you lose this weekend, I think it becomes a lot easier to stay patient and stay the course. Yes, you still probably are going to be on a great path towards the playoffs, because even if you lose this weekend, frankly, even if you get blown out this weekend, if you learn the lessons from this, this can be a very important game for your success in the long term. But then the Carolina Panthers come, and they're barely an NFL football team. And then the Chicago Bears come, and you can definitely beat them. And there's other teams that are coming down the schedule that are much more like the teams that you've beat, and not just beat in some cases, but throttled. Except for the Pittsburgh Steelers, basically, until you get into some division games later in November, your schedule is not that bad. And so I think that if you lose, it becomes very easy to say, hey, let's see how good we can be this year with what we got. Let's stand pat. Let's not get too aggressive. You couldn't make the argument the other way. Hey, if you lose, it proves that you need another one. Let's say, you know, Terry gets locked down because they double him and no one else can make plays. It's like, well, dang, go trade for T. Higgins tomorrow. If the Bengals were to lose this weekend and whatever, like, you could make that argument too. And it's not a totally illogical one, But I think what is at stake this weekend ultimately is if you think that you can contend, and I'm going to say it because this is really what we're talking about here. Can you contend for a Super Bowl this year? Straight up. Can you? If you win, or you prove that you're on the level of Baltimore, then the answer is yes. And if you're like, whoa, okay, this is different, not so much, still doesn't mean that you failed. It just means you haven't gotten there yet. And that's, considering where they are in the rebuild, much more in line with where we'd hope they would be when we started this season. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, let's get into the keys of the game. Anthony and I will give one each. Well, I can also take some of your calls at 301-230-0980. Then Finish Friday, your predictions coming up at 4:30. And yes, it's happening. The Godfather himself, John Keim, joins us 5 o'clock live here on the Team 980.